Adventures in Odyssey.
You want us to perform right here?
No, not right where we're standing. No, but somewhere on this farm. Fortunately, we happen to have the owner right here. Becky?
What is it, Whit?
Well, these talented folks are in need of a venue in which to perform. I was wondering if they could use the Timothy Center.
Well, I guess so. Hey, it might be a good way to get folks to come out and view the property.
Stupendous! Especially now that we have three wonderful Westcott girls again. Oh, I have the perfect show for us to perform to. A Western musical melodrama entitled Return of the Reprobate Eight. I wrote it last year. Oh, dear!
What's wrong?
The show has a rather large cast requirement, and we are but a small company.
Well, let me talk to everyone. I think I can convince them to help out.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. These people you're talking about, can I be one of them?
Far be it from me to refuse the owner of the theater. Madam, consider yourself cast.
Well, then, as the old saying goes, let's put on a show.
Yes, indeed.
The rootness, tootness, wild westiest musical extravaganza this side of the Brazos. You want excitement? We got excitement. You want thrills? We got thrills. You want a hero, villains, a cliffhanger climax, and even a great moral? We got all that and more. So sit back, put your feet up, and get ready for fun. Our tale begins in the nicest, genteelest, peacefulest place you'd ever want to visit. A kindly little desert town called Santos Cuerpo.
Welcome to Santos Cuerpo. Grab a hunk of dirt and set a spell. Welcome to Santos Cuerpo, where lots of fascinating critters dwell, and even people too, so we hear tell.
Our mayor is dedicated
and never Twitter-baited,
and the locals have a friendly way.
The school mom Polly Purehart is forever doing her part with her quaint and gentle naivete to make you want to stay here,
right here in Santos Cuerpo. Yippee-yippee-yippee-ay-ki-yo. Welcome to Santos Cuerpo. Why not stop a while and say hello? It's the nicest place you'll ever go.
Now, though Santos Cuerpo had all those wonderful things and people in it, the one thing it didn't have was a town marshal.
That's because we never needed one.
They never needed one. Up until the day Mal Geist came to town.
Mal Geist!
He was a mean, ornery, grouchy, grumpy, sneezy, dopey, cranky, cantankerous, bad-tempered, dyspeptic, irascible, lying, cheating, bullying, horse-thieving, cattle-rustling, reprobate.
Hey, it's Stinky. You forgot Stinky.
No good cat of whom we speak exhibits an ability to ooze and reek. Ergo, they came up with the name of
Stinky Mal Geist.
Possessing the ability to act in every way without civility. the teeth. He's me clear through and answers to
Stinky Mel Guys.
One thing he does well is keeping grubs at bay.
Hey!
What's there near his smell?
What smell?
They hop upon their horses and they ride away.
Bye!
Misty's so untellable. The bottom of his discussion is indelible.
Who?
Nor do well to skirt the smell of
Stinky Mel. That's me!
Tickety third!
Mel turned the town upside down. He robbed the bank.
Give me all your money.
Boarded up the schoolhouse.
Who needs book learning?
And poisoned the town water supply just by sticking his finger in it.
That'll happen when you haven't had a bath in 10 years.
He made life in Santos Cuerpo miserable.
Everybody needs a hobby. Oh, yeah.
And the town was no longer a lovely, peaceful place to live. The mayor and the townsfolk were up in arms. They didn't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
No.
But Polly had an idea.
We need someone to run Mel Geist out of town.
Yeah!
Town!
And just who did you have in mind?
Well, Guy Goodfellow. He cleaned up Shinbone City.
What is he, a janitor?
No, he's a marshal, the best one west of the Rosy Buttes.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Who are you?
Rosy Buttes.
Ah, sit down.
Look, we need Guy Goodfellow, and the sooner the better.
Right. All in favor?
Aye!
Aye!
Opposed? Who let in those crickets?
Sorry.
Yeah, well, they don't get a vote. Mm? So the ayes have it.
Hooray!
Yay!
So they sent a telegram to Shinbone City, fairly begging Guy to come and help them.
There's a bad guy most annoying.
Stop! Our town is intent upon destroying.
Stop! We're bedeviled and beleaguered.
Stop! He really is a pest.
Stop!
We feel that we are just about to put upon this town. There ever was a reservoir in all the west. Stop! And though we send this telegram imploring you to drop whatever you are doing now, to skip and jump and hop upon your trusty cayuse or your rusty old jet. Lop and head out here to stop, 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 stop. The aforementioned no good villainous, not nice, miscreant Mel Geist. Stop.
Well, they waited and waited, but there was no answer. Meanwhile, Mal continued to terrorize the town.
Boo!
Then he set his sights on Polly Pureheart.
Marry me.
No.
Why not?
Because you're disgusting.
Says who?
Says everybody. We've discussed your disgust in a disgusting disgust discussion. And the disgust discussed about your disgusting disgusting was disgustingly disgusting.
Look, either you marry me or I'll burn down the whole town. What's it gonna be?
I...
Suddenly, from out of nowhere, a lasso sailed through the air, encircled Mal, and cinched him up tighter than your dad's pants after Thanksgiving dinner.
What in the blue blazes?
The lady already said no once. No need for her to say it again.
Who are you?
Guy Goodfellow.
Marshal of Shinbone City?
In the flesh, and at your service, ma'am. Sorry it took me so long to get here. I was out on the back nine near the North 40 in the High Lonesome. Telegrams have a hard time reaching that far.
Guy dragged Mal outside and tied him to a flea-ridden nag.
What are you gonna do to me, Marshal?
You need a little alone time, Mal, in a dry, desolate place on the back of this nameless nag to think about what you've done wrong.
No, not that! Don't send me to the desert on a horse with no name!
Goodbye, Mal.
Yee-yaw!
You did it!
He did it!
I did it.
Woo-hoo!
Did it!
For he's our guy, good fellow, as we will all avow. He's our guy, good fellow, yes, he's our guy, and how.
He's my guy, good fellow, as no one will dispute. He's my guy, good fellow, my champion galoot.
He's our guy, good fellow, as no one will gainsay. He's our guy, good fellow, so we'll sing this song all day. We'll sing this song all day.
but the day isn't over.
So sing this song all day. Sing this song all day.
All was well for a time. Guy and Polly grew closer, and things got back to normal, which, according to Guy, was exactly the problem, and which he tried to tell the mayor.
Mr. Mayor, you have to listen to me. You're still in danger here.
Danger? Oh, nonsense. You've gotten rid of the danger for us, and a fine job you did of it, too.
But that was only the beginning of what needs to happen here. We need to do more.
Such as?
This.
Great Wall of China! This list is longer than Main Street!
There's much to be done here. We need to put up a wall around the town, raise a police force, and everyone needs a bath. Y'all been hanging around Mal too much.
Now. You did a wonderful thing for us in getting rid of that Mal, guys. But let's not get carried away. Santos Cuerpo is a friendly town, and we like our peace and quiet. No sense in getting everyone all up in arms, is there?
But, Mr. Mayor...
Now, I tell you what, I'll bring all this up at our next town meeting. Meanwhile, just relax and have fun. You earned it. There's a good fella.
Oh, boy.
But though the mayor did present all of Guy's ideas at the next town meeting, the townsfolk were just as reluctant as the mayor was about Guy's ideas.
Let's get out of here.
Out of my way.
Oh, Guy, I'm so sorry.
Me too. You know those other places I mentioned that need my help?
Yeah?
I heard from one of them this morning. I have to leave.
No. Oh, Guy, I love you.
I love you too, Polly. You're a cute little thing. But those other folks need me. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes, I suppose. I'll keep trying to get the people to follow your instructions.
And I'll come back as fast as I can. I just hope that nothing happens while I'm gone.
Me too. Goodbye, Guy.
Bye, Polly.
Polly watched as Guy rode off. And they were both unaware that someone else was watching them too.
Well, well, well.
That's right. Mal Geist had gotten loose and taken the horse with no name out of the desert to a small hill that overlooked the town.
Looks like Marshal Goodfellow's leaving Santos Cuervo wide open and unprotected. If you thought I was bad to you before, little town, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What a revolting development. Poor Santos Cuervo. What does Mal Geist have planned? Find out right after the intermission. Welcome back. When last we left our peaceful little town of Santos Cuervo, Guy Goodfellow had taken off to help other people in need, leaving the town completely unprotected, mainly because they were too stubborn to follow his instructions to defend themselves. And sure enough, Mal Geist, who returned from the desert on a horse with no name, wasted no time taking advantage of the situation.
That's right. Only this time, I brought some help, my seven Mal brothers, and together we're...
The ingrate, incorrate, reprobate, ain't.
Neither fewer nor more.
The ingrate, incorrate, reprobate, ain't.
Not 7, 6, 5, or 4.
If you count us, you will see.
We do not add up to 3.
Mathematically, it's very true.
We do not comprise a duo.
And among us, goodness no.
We are not homosexual.
Thus our villainy is not coquettish,
but a loud and loud attendance.
reprobate ain't neither niner nor a ten. The ingrate, incohate, reprobate ain't, and we'll say it once again. We're the kind of villains kindly people love to hate.
The ingrate,
ingrate,
incohate,
incohate,
reprobate,
reprobate.
Rode into the helpless town like a plague of locusts. Together, they treated it 8 times worse than Mal did by himself. They not only robbed the bank, they burned it down. Then they closed the school and burned it down. They poisoned the water supply and burned it down.
Huh?
They burned all the buildings, leaving the town a smoldering ruin. Then they herded all the townsfolk into the town square and tied them up. And Mal Geist found what he came for.
Hello, Polly. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. Marry me.
No.
If and you don't. You got no choice, Polly. Marry me.
Polly, please.
I can't. I won't.
Too bad. Ready, boys?
Just then, they heard a familiar voice call out from the edge of town.
Mal Geist?
Guy.
Good fellow.
In the flesh. Boy. Some people just don't learn their lesson, do they?
Well, I ain't one of them, Marshal. See, this time, I ain't alone. I got my 7 brothers with me. What do you say to that, Marshal?
I say, I'm surprised all you can count that high. Let the townspeople go, Mal.
I don't wanna.
Let them go, and I'll give you something better.
Yeah? What's that?
Me.
You? What kind of a trade is that?
Think about it. No more of me chasing you. No more of me showing up and spoiling your plans. You'll have free reign.
What's a catch?
No catch. Let everyone go, and I'm yours.
That's mighty big of you.
That's the kind of fella I am. A good fella. Deal?
Deal. Let him go, boys.
The 8 untied the townsfolk and herded them out of town. Polly ran up to Guy.
You can't do this.
I have to.
But... I love you, Guy.
I love you too, Polly. But this is the only way. You have to go.
Guy!
Go on! Polly, go, now!
Polly ran to catch up with the townsfolk, and the 8 moved in on Guy.
Chuck your weapons, Marshal.
I'm unarmed. Always have been, Mal.
Your mistake. Surround it, boys!
Wait, surround who?
Ready, boys?
Outside of town, Polly tried to rally the townsfolk.
We have to go back and save him.
We can't, Polly.
But we have to. Please, please. Guy! No, no.
I'm sorry, Polly. We should have listened to him. We should have followed his instructions. But we were too selfish. And now Guy is gone, and we're on our own.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Guy!
In the flesh.
But how? We heard the shots.
Well, the reprobate 8 may have been evil, but they weren't too bright. They surrounded me, which means they were aiming their rifles right at each other. When Geist yelled, fire, all I had to do was duck.
Hooray!
Quack.
Oh, Guy.
Marshal, Goodfella, we're awful sorry about not listening to you or following your instructions.
I just hope you understand now how important it is to be prepared.
Oh, we do, and we promise to do everything you told us, when we rebuild the town, that is. Isn't that right, folks?
Right!
Rebuild!
Then let's get started. We'll make San Jose Cuerpo the best town ever.
Yay!
3 cheers for a happy ending. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. 3 cheers for a happy ending. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah.
People love them, that's because it's one of those unwritten lines.
everyone. We have a delightful show.
You were splendid, Buck. I didn't know you possessed such talent.
Me either. I never knew acting could be so much fun.
It was very clever the way Mr. Westcott used the teaching of the eight demons from Luke 11 as source material.
Wait, you mean that was based on a Bible story?
Indeed. You know, the church youth group has a drama troupe that does shows just like this.
Yeah?
And I believe they'd welcome your involvement.
I just can't get over how good you sound, Jules, especially with the Westcott girls.
We agree.
Keep singing.
Thanks.
Maybe you finally found your thing.
Maybe. We'll see.
Well, Becky, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's the most fun I've had in years. We should make enough money to get you on the road to your next venue, Mr. Westcott.
And we are most appreciative, dear Ms. Riley Clemens. Verily, I say to you, this will be one of the best shows we have ever done. I only wish we could keep it going.
Well, why don't you?
What say you, good sir?
Yeah, what are you saying, Whit?
Becky, you mentioned earlier that you wanted to keep the farm running and couldn't do it by yourself. And Mr. Westcott, your theater company needs a place to perform. It seems to me you have the makings of a mutually beneficial arrangement.
You mean these folks might help me out around here?
And in exchange, you could give them a place to live and perform. If they're willing, that is, Mr. Westcott.
It is a lovely town, and an even lovelier farm. What do you say, girls? Have the Westcotts finally found a home?
Absolutely.
Of course.
I'm game.
And I'll help out, too.
Oh, there you have it, Becky. What do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, it's a nice idea, but do you really think keeping the farm is that important?
Yes, I do. The world needs places like this, Becky. Places where people can come and not just see shows like this, but have hands-on adventures and get back to nature, the way things used to be and ought to be. It's why Tom loved it so much out here, and I think that's why he left it to us. You said some of your best memories are of growing up with him in farm country. Well, he'd be very happy to know that you're helping folks, young and old, make those kinds of wonderful memories too, even if it's just for an afternoon.
It would make him happy, wouldn't it? It'd make both of us happy. And you all are willing, really, to help me out with this?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Well, do you know anything about farming?
My dear lady, you cut me to the quick. I, too, grew up on a farm.
Well, what do you say, Becky?
What else can I say? But let's give it a go.
Reaches for a happy ending. A very happy ending. The kind that makes you jump right up and say, way to go, what a jolly good show.
Sounds like Becky, Carno, and the Westcott girls have finally found a place where they can belong. And I think Buck and Jules are getting a little closer to finding that, too. God is always faithful to know our needs. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Legacy was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones, songs by Will Ryan, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Shona Kennedy, Robbie Bruce, Pat Fraley, Lynn Marta, Katrona Kennedy, and Karen Kennedy. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Yee-haw!